gifts. I'm the fickle one of basketball jokes. Ever since I was a little baby, I always be dribbling. In fact, I was the baddest dribbler in the whole neighborhood. Then one day, my mama bought me a basketball. And I love that basketball. I took that basketball with me everywhere I went. That basketball was like a basketball to me. I never put that basketball underneath my pillow. Maybe that's why I can't sleep at night. I need help, ladies and gentlemen. I need someone to stand beside me. I need someone to set a pick for me at the free throw line of life.
And ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to another edition. My name is Tony Basilio, and this is your Smart Way. Garza Law Firm, Tennessee. Basketball overtime, where tonight our Lady Vols victorious 17-0 in the bottom of the fourth over Marshall. Our baseball Vols victorious today, 6-3 over St. Mary's of California. A couple of great results over on the hill. So we celebrate victories here tonight on your Smart Way, Garza Law Firm, Tennessee basketball overtime. Congratulations to our Lady Vols softball team and our baseball team. Victories. We celebrate victories here. Of course, we've taken the basketball season. We've taken that off. For the rest of the year, we're done playing college basketball here. And what was the baseball team won today. Dave Hart's athletic department getting it done. And our softball Lady Vols. Oh, I'm sorry, they're called the Vols. My bad. Old habits die hard. But for the second night in a row. For the second night in a row, we can go here, because I can honestly tell you that that it's on. Consider it delivered tonight. What am I talking about? Let's go inside the numbers on tonight's final. You get one Saturday night game of the year, and Tennessee gets beat 10 by an Arkansas team that I think has won two road games all year. They are dreadful on the road. Absolutely dreadful on the road. Let me read to you tonight. You tell me what's missing here. You ready? I'm going to read you Tennessee's team numbers. Tennessee loses tonight 75-65 in a game where Arkansas really shot the ball too well for Tennessee to get out with a win. Arkansas, I mean, Tennessee had a couple runs where they hung around. Arkansas shot the ball so well tonight and shot it well from range when they had to. And that's the deal. Broken glass everywhere. People pissing on the stairs. You know they just don't care. I can't take the smell. Can't take the noise. Got no money to move out. I guess I got no choice. Got no choice. In the front room. Roaches in the back. Junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far. Because a man with the touch of repossessed my car. Don't push me. Cause Rick Barnes is saying this right now to Hubs. Let me read this to you. Moore tonight played 39 minutes for the Vols. I'm not even going to talk about the scoring numbers. I'm going with the minutes played because that's the number tonight that matters. Because we're watching a coach here bow up. You can't say that, Grandmaster Flash. This ain't 1982 anymore. So she can tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so did it. She had to get a pitch. She couldn't make it on her own. Can't do that, man. Me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. What happened? Sometimes it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. What in the world just happened to me? Sometimes it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. What's going on with my Periscope here?
On my mother's TV. Says she watches too much. It's just not healthy.
All my try it again.
Daytime, Dallas at night.
I'm coming back to my Periscopers. I gotta get half filled in here. Because it's amazing. Hatfield, who did I not see play tonight? Talk to me here, Hatfield. Let me read this to you. Armani Moore played 39.
Yes.
See if we're on the same page here. Schofield tonight played 33.
Yes.
Alexander tonight played 22.
Correct.
Shambari Phillips had 32.
Yep.
Balkman, Turner Overdrive had 27. These are minutes now. Mostella played a measly 13. Reese tonight played 25. Woodson played 9. That is a total of 200. Who am I leaving out, Hatfield? There's somebody didn't get on the court tonight.
There are two of them, but I mean, one of them we're kind of used to, but. Oh, I don't think, put it this way, I mean, they may come out after the game and say he had the flu or he strained. I'm not, it's a family show, I'm not going to say what I think he probably strained. Because he's claiming an injury, so. But, no, I think that's obvious. I mean, he was done with him Wednesday night. And if the guys on this team, the young guys, had ever wondered what it was like to play for Rick Barnes at Providence or Clemson, they got a dose of it tonight.
Meaning?
Well, I mean, he blistered Kyle Alexander and Shambari Phillips multiple times when they came out of the game.
So the Rick Barnes of earlier in the year that we saw, kind of the old grandfatherly Rick Barnes,
I think that guy's probably gone now. I think that's probably a veteran coach kind of trying to feel out what he's got. And see who he can trust and who he can't. I think he's made a decision. As of right now, I think the only three guys on that team he trusts that he has any reason to really invest in now are the three freshmen.
Corey Gunkel, that was Arkansas's first win over the Vols in close to 10 years, 2006. That's pretty incredible, Keith.
Oh, no, we've been very good at home against them. I think they beat us Pearl's first year. And that was it.
Wow.
With Ronnie Brewer and those guys. And no, that's by far. I mean, put it this way. I've seen them on the road 7 or 8 times this year in bits and pieces, and that's the first time all year they've handled the ball that well. I mean, outside of a couple of just throwing it to nobody passes.
Yes.
I mean, that was one problem tonight defensively. I mean, we only really turned them over 2 or 3 times.
Yes.
That's unacceptable.
You're not winning like that, you know?
Well, not when the other team's hitting half their shots from three, and you don't beat them badly enough on the offensive boards to make up for not turning them over.
Pretty disappointing tonight, to say the least.
Yeah, but without Punter, I mean, this team's going. They might get next Saturday, but I would say this team's got two pretty significant beatings in the city of Nashville coming to them. I would say Tuesday night in the first round of the SEC, whoever they draw in the first game in the SEC is not going to be pretty.
Let's look at these numbers tonight. Let's split the box and look at them here. Tennessee in their building shoots 38% from the field. Arkansas 48%. By the way, this is your Smartway Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime, the place where we break it down and talk about it. And if you want to get in with us tonight, 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. And a day where the SEC just flat went upside down in some circles. You had Vanderbilt today beating Kentucky. Vandy now trying to creep in, trying to make a case, trying to finish with a flourish, and Tennessee's next up for them. And then we have South Carolina losing their fourth game in the month of February in convincing fashion against a Mississippi State team that had a moment. What
They're
else?
They're playing better.
Yeah, they are playing better. In fact, I can make a case that most teams in this league have gotten better this season, with the exception of us in Missouri. Auburn's gotten better. Auburn's playing better basketball. Now, they've gotten healthier. And
we've
gotten
playing pretty well.
And we've
got pretty well at home with Kevin Punter.
That's a good. That's a great point. And that's what I was going to say. Injuries factor into that because our heading in the other direction. It's a perfect storm for Tennessee right now because Kevin Punter's injury, coupled with the fact that Hubs, I don't care what they say, I'm with you. He has totally fallen out of favor. That's the deal. I mean, they can say whatever they want to say. They can put whatever spin they want to put on it.
I mean, my question is, if they're saying he's hurt, when did he get hurt? I mean, I don't think it's a coincidence that Barnes said after the game Wednesday that he would lose games to set the proper culture in this program. And then, well, I'll put it this way. There are a lot of coaches who actually film their bench during games to see how guys react. If he watches Robert Hubs act on the bench tonight, Robert Hubs probably won't even be here Tuesday, let alone next year.
Grant Ramey's saying that Hubs will update Barnes' status after the game. He had an ice pack on his knee second half South Carolina, did not practice Friday.
Yeah.
Are you buying that?
Okay. I mean, if that's what they want to sell. Funny that his knee didn't really act up until he got benched for Brad Woodson.
Patrick Brown. Vols will probably need to beat Ole Miss next Saturday to avoid playing in that classic Wednesday night SEC tournament game.
Well, then they would play Auburn then. Oh, that'll be fun. That'd be a battle for the ages.
So they're storming the court tonight down in Memphis, down in Nashville.
There have been some of the dumbest court stormings in the history of the world in the last week or so.
Yeah, there are 14 team in America, and they're not any good. What are you storming the court for?
I mean, you might as well just tattoo on your forehead if you're Vanderbilt. We think very little of our own program.
Barnes, second half, we look like a team that was trying to hold on as opposed to win a basketball game. We'll go to the phones, get as many people in here. Keith, what else stood out to you tonight about tonight's game? And my initial thought, and I just shared it with you from Rick Barnes, he points to second half defense. Arkansas shoots 59%. He said nothing else needs to be said. I thought Armani played as well as he has all year, with everything that we asked him to do tonight. Armani Moore really has had a nice stretch here. He has.
Oh, no, he's bounced back. I mean, he had that stretch of games where he was dreadful, but no, he's bounced back in a good way. And I thought all three of the freshmen had moments tonight, that's what this team is right now. It's like going to watch a young team in spring training in baseball or through a baseball season that you know is going to lose 90 games. Just figure out, okay, let's see if there's anything that gives us hope to bring us back next year. And I think this freshman group, the main thing is the best one of this freshman group isn't even playing right now.
We didn't play as hard as we had in the second half to win this game, Barnes said. From RTI, Barnes said, they knew they'd need to get a lot from Phillips, Mostella, Balkman, and Woodson, and those guys just didn't shoot it well. No, they really didn't shoot it well. He said, and I quote from GoVols 24/7, our basketball IQ and transition defense just wasn't good at all. It's just mental toughness. That's all it is. We need to get mentally tougher. Keith, do you buy these observations thus far?
I don't know how you could argue with many of those.
Robert Hubs, I don't know. He says something's wrong with his knee. I didn't expect him to play. Is that a good sign when a head coach says, and I quote, I don't know? This is from Patrick Brown, Chattanooga Times Free Press. his account. I don't know. He says something is wrong with his knee. I didn't expect him to play. Does that sound like he's convinced that there's something structurally going on with that young man?
I think that sounds a lot like...
Wow.
I mean, Barnes is kind of from the old school.
He just said...
There's a difference between being hurt and being injured. Everybody's hurt.
And I quote, "I've just learned to have no great expectations there." Damn.
How close is UT Martin to Hudson's house?
Wow.
You might want to get up.
He just went off on him. By the time the night's over, he might be joining, Robert Hubs might be joining that lawsuit.
All I know is...
Wow! That's brutal!
He's not a Rick Barnes kind of guy.
That's... Those of you who thought Rick Barnes was a shrinking violet and going to just retire and run off into the sunset and not show some fight... He just said, get you some of that. He said, and I quote, "I don't know." I mean, little Jack Horner, I mean, he sent the message out tonight. The message, ladies and germs, the message has been sent. "I don't know. I don't know," Rick Barnes says, and then we'll go to the phones.
We got one of the best trainers in college basketball. And the head coach doesn't know if a guy's really hurt or not.
He said, and I quote, "I don't know." He said his knee was sore. "I've just learned to have no great expectations there." I didn't expect him to play the way he was walking around before the game. Wow. You talk about a message.
Oh, I don't think that's a message. I think you can interpret that probably as a goodbye.
Wow. That's one of the all-time greatest shootings, somebody shooting on somebody that I can remember. I took Shabari out of the game because he wasn't taking open shots. He can shoot. He can score. We need him to do that. If he doesn't shoot, he's not going to play. God, Barnes is going nuclear tonight. He's flat out urinated off. Wow.
I mean, like I've said the whole time, Tony, people who think he's just kind of passive and everything, talk to guys like Eric Murdoch and Dickie Simpkins and Greg Butler.
But he's been
guys.
A grandfather so far. He's been pretty patient so far. Rick Barnes, Courtney Lyle, and I quote Sportney says, Barnes said he really wasn't sure what was wrong with Hubs. "I just learned to have no expectations there." How many times can I say that? I'm just going to see how many other interpretations of that we can get out on the record tonight. How about this? Corey Gunkel. Barnes said he knew Robert Hubs wasn't going to play tonight as he nurses a knee problem. Corey Gunkel's being pretty kind there.
I just look at it this way, Tony. I think if you gave them all sodium pentothal, this would be the third staff that would tell you the same thing about Robert Hill.
Barnes on Kevin Punter. If it were up to him, he would probably play today. Wow. So on one hand, he's saying Kevin Punter, who can't play. Wow.
I think that's exactly what he's saying. I don't think there's that. I think that's pretty obvious what he's saying there. And the thing was that got me, Tennessee's down 8 with about 5 minutes to go and on defense. You look down at the bench, everybody, even Ray Kasonga, who hasn't broken a sweat in a month, really, are up cheering their teammates on. Who's the last guy to get up? Take a wild guess. But I guess his knee's hurt.
I don't blame him. I wouldn't. If my knee hurt, I wouldn't get up. You picking on him for that? The guy's hurt.
I just look at it this way. If his knee's why he can't give effort, that means his knee's been hurt since he was a junior in high school, probably. He's always been a cruiser. It's just now that guys are good enough to make him look foolish when he's out there.
Pretty brutal, Hatfield.
I'm not saying anything that everybody that has watched this guy over the course of his time here hasn't seen.
Still no timetable for Kevin Punter's return.
And the way that Krzyzewski gets up into his guys, could you see if that guy had gone to Duke?
He would have been on the Suleiman plan.
Well, he'd have been trying to find that prosecutor that was in Durham to prosecute Krzyzewski for something.
That's what we're doing now. We're just going to sue everybody. LSU's on top of Florida, 51-34, 15:43 to go in the game. Thoughts?
That probably thrills Greg Sankey because that makes it more likely that we get even fewer teams in the NCAA tournament.
Is Vandy now on the bubble, or are they going to get in?
I think they'll get in. As long as they don't lose to Tennessee. As long as they beat Tennessee and don't lose to somebody god-awful like Tennessee or Vanderbilt or Mississippi State in the SEC tournament, I think they'll be safe.
Wow.
I'm not sure that saves his job, though. They sneak into the tournament and get blasted in the first round. He might get the Ben Howland, Tubby Smith treatment.
Wow, that Barnes thing.
Hey, you guys have been asking for it all year. I don't want to hear people calling in complaining now that he shouldn't be ripping players and doing this and doing that now. Because, hey, people have been calling for this all year. You asked for it, you got it.
Back to the phones we go. Let's get as many people in here as humanly possible tonight. A night where I'm looking forward to playing some music when this is done. I want to personally thank the friends of W. Lynn for allowing me to be at his surprise 60th birthday party tonight down at Copper Cellar on Cumberland Avenue. It was an incredible, incredible, incredible time. And there's just so much love. So much love. So much love in that room tonight for that guy. So it was neat. Let's go to our phones.
Barnes threw a celebration for Robert Hubbs tonight.
865-200-5402.
A very wise former coach here once told me, Tony, sometimes you just got to shoot one of the guys. And I think Hubs took it right between the eyes tonight.
I don't know in my born days if I've ever heard a coach say, I've got no expectations. He says his knee hurts. That is.
Knowing Barnes,
that's amazing. That's amazing.
That at no point has Hubs said anything to Chad Newman about his knee really hurting that badly the last couple of days. I'm going to guess that's part of what's going on.
Can I ask you something? How does this make me feel good about next year? Because I need him to play. We need him to. We can't say goodbye to Hollywood. I mean, we don't have him on our roster. And I don't want to go 5 out of 6 years without getting to the dance.
You still don't know. Well, if those two scholarships for the two guys who didn't see the full tonight open up, you don't know who's going to fill those.
The two being Kasongo.
And Hubs.
And the Hubber. And you say Kasongo, you give him credit because he's in the game.
He was at least being a teammate. Robert Hubs is already probably figuring out where he's going for spring break.
Wow, that's pretty brutal.
What if
somebody's listening, and I want to be fair to him, and he really is hurt? Oh, his head coach just basically called him out. We're not saying anything his head coach didn't say, are we? I don't know if I've ever heard of a college head coach say about a guy, you know, he says his knee hurts. I mean, I don't really have a lot of expectations there. I don't know. That is a cryptic slam, is what that. I don't know if I ever remember that. Do you, Keith, ever remember a coach here doing that in any sport with anybody?
Here?
I'm trying to remember if I can ever remember a head coach, and then we'll go to the phones. And maybe somebody can give me an example of that. Generally speaking, you're on a team, you say you can't go, most people are going to... Here's a good one. TC in Athens says, you remember Spurrier doing it about Clowney. He certainly did it about him. And what has Clowney proven himself to be? His team had a playoff game this year, and the day before he said, well, I'm not going to go. Meanwhile, you've got this Davis guy over in Carolina who has, I think, two or three knee surgeries and plays with a broken arm in the Super Bowl. There are... People are different. Everybody's different. Hubs is so laid back.
Well, I think
I wonder if he can reach him.
Oh, no. I think that's beyond point of repair now. I put it this way. Actually, if Hubs has any gumption against him, that probably puts it past the point of rescue, because why are you going to play for a guy who thinks that little of you?
Yeah, it's not good. I it's not good because I need him for next year. So let's go to the phones.
I'm not sure you do.
Well, let's go to the phones. We'll get as many people.
Just more minutes. Just more minutes for Schofield. More minutes for Grant Williams. I got no problem with it.
Let's go to the phones. 865-200-5402. Get as many people in here as humanly possible.
I mean, let's put it this way. This isn't the first staff that has had that opinion of him.
Saw TR tonight, by the way, at Copper Cellar on Cumberland Avenue. It was great seeing him. He stopped in, gave his regards to W. Lynn. Such a great group of people. When I left, they were roasting him. Let's get our caller. Go to the phones, get our first call.
Live with W. Lynn at the Copper Cellar on the Strip.
TR, it was great seeing you.
I'm with the man right here at my side, W. Lynn.
Yeah, let's bring him in here. W. Lynn, happy 60 tonight, man.
Tony.
Happy 60, brother. Happy 60.
You're looking live.
TR, what are we going to do tonight, man? You heard us when you were on hold. Coach Barnes, I think he's kind of jumping the shark on old Hubber. Your thoughts?
Well, I know 1 week ago tonight.
Yep.
I mean, he had a pretty good a pretty good game.
Yes, he did.
For us. I mean, so I'm not gonna read too much into it, man. I mean, we know our fate
yes.
is we've got to get punter back.
Yes.
And we gotta win, get out of that Wednesday night.
Yes.
Or what is that opening night deal? And make a run in the SEC tournament.
TR, now, Keith, will this put us on the soft side of the bracket right now?
God, I'd have to look it out. I haven't even looked at how they re-engineered it once they knew Missouri wouldn't be there. I'm not even sure who the 12-13 winner would play the second night.
All right, let me look that up. TR, do you believe, how far can we get in the SEC tournament in Nashville, in your opinion?
Well, if we can avoid that opening night colossal, I mean, well, there's no way we can play four freaking games in a row, man. We have to, whatever it is, man, we have to, We know, man. We know we can play with anybody in this league, man. Anybody. On any given night, on a neutral court, in freaking Nashville. Nash Vegas.
All right, Hatfield, right now, if I'm not mistaken, we're going to go in there. Right now, we're the fourth worst record, which puts us at 11. Is that right? 11, 12, 13,
yeah.
4. Okay, so we would play right now. Now, we can still end up in that Wednesday night game that TR is talking about, which is the 12-13, which is an elimination right off the bat. Here is the side of the bracket we'll end up on. You ready? Tell me if this is good or bad, okay? Based on where we are. Right, we're probably going to be the 11 seed, which means we're going to play the 6 seed. 6 o'clock, let's see. 7 o'clock at night, SEC. Well, no, we're going to play the second game on Thursday night. So we're going to end up in probably the late night game Thursday evening. That's great. And then we turn around, TR, and then we play the... Let's see here. This is why I don't do this on my own
Dick
show.
Dick probably plays three in the next round.
Yes. Exactly right.
And then we'd play two, and right now Kentucky's the two seed.
So we're on their side of the bracket.
Right now we are. Depending on what happens this final week, because A&M, unless they've changed the tiebreakers, the only tiebreaker I know of is head-to-head, and Texas A&M beat Kentucky.
What side of the bracket, Keith, do we want to be on?
I mean, I think always, and given the history of the SEC tournament, especially when it's played
Stay
in Atlanta or Nashville, you want to avoid Kentucky for as long as you can.
There you go. So, TR, I've got designs on a long tournament run. Maybe he lights a fire under Robert Hubbs. TR?
Well, if that didn't do it, it ain't going to get done.
Thank you, TR. You've slipped on me. It sounds like you're in a hole. Let's go back to the phones. If you want to get in with us, 865-200-5402. This is your smart way, Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime. We've done this and do this after every Tennessee basketball game. We've done this and do this after every football game. I've done this and we'll do this after the orange and white game. I've done this and do this when news breaks out, we need to break in.
No, we've had a pretty interesting run. I mean, we've done this, what, 3 years now, Tony?
3 years. That first year when we went deep into the NCAA tournament was some of the most fun I've ever had in my life, Keith. No joke.
Well, I mean, put it this way. I mean, it's been pretty much 500-ish basketball the last 2 years, but it hasn't been dull.
No, because there's never a dull moment around here, brother.
No, and I mean, last year, for whatever reason, Donnie's teams kept winning on the road.
Yes.
This team's beating some really good teams at home, so it's not like... I mean, certainly you don't want to sit around and think that, oh, well, this isn't that bad, because, I mean, you don't want seasons like this to become remotely acceptable, but, I mean, this isn't Houston-esque. I mean, it's not like we've gotten blown out by every decent team we've played, and our only wins were over Stony Brook. Like, wouldn't be Stony Brook. Stony Brook probably beat us this year, but...
It's been an okay season.
Yeah, I mean...
Could have been less.
Hunter getting hurt just kind of pulls the plug on the whole thing.
Yeah, and it feels like the plug has been pulled, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and like Coach Tindall said, and you see all the time in sports, that first game after you lose a great player, especially if you're playing against at home, I mean, you had a huge crowd. And I could commend Tennessee fans tonight on a night that there was no reason for anybody
totally
to
agree.
I mean, last week you had the one time you ever get to see Ben Simmons in Knoxville unless they bring an NBA exhibition game here. And the people showed up tonight.
I so love this place. I mean, that gathering at Copper Cellar tonight was incredible. This place is just so neat. And our fan base is just so great and deserves so much better. And that was a topic. You know, people were coming up to me and they were like, at some point we're going to get back to what we need to be in hoops and, you know, and just start winning across the board again. And it used to be expect to win. Now I expect to wince. And let's go back to our phones, and we'll get as many calls in here as we can. It has been an eventful year. And there have been some really close games. There have been some games we've let go, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome on your Smart Way, Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime. Hello.
On my smart way, Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime, on my Pizon watch.
Hey, buddy.
Buddy, they played, I'm proud of the way they fought.
Yep.
And they went as far as their talent would take them. And they're playing two freshmen.
Yep.
And they're going to really play a lot better next year. And that's one reason right down, because they're playing a lot of young guys. And they're going to come back next year and play well. They're going to have some more players down there. And let's give Arkansas credit. We always want to give the opposition credit. You know, they shot the ball very well. And we should have guarded better. You know, should have played better defense.
48%. And from three-point range, Arkansas was 47%, which in today's game, nobody shoots the ball at a 47% clip from three-point range. Nobody.
Especially you got to get out there and guard them. Yeah, you got to get out there and guard them, Tony. You just can't let them shoot the ball.
No, that's a great point. And we're to the point now where we're just exhausted. You can just say it.
Yeah.
You know what? In a perfect world, Tuesday night, because this team really could have one good pop left in it. Let's pop Vanderbilt. Because if we beat them down there, their bubble is burst.
I heard Admiral Schofield on the radio there. He said, "I love to learn and get better. We want to work hard." He said that tonight on the post-game show there.
He looks like a learned individual.
Yeah, he's getting better and better. You know, he's going to be good.
Oh, I think those freshmen are fine players. I really do. I think Alexander's going to be a nice player. Phillips, to me, looks like he's more comfortable than some of the upperclassmen, Keith. That's bizarre. I was talking about that tonight, literally with TR in the restroom tonight at halftime. Phillips looks, not trying to paint a word picture here, but Phillips looks more comfortable than just about anybody else on the floor tonight.
Yeah, well, he looks like he belongs.
Let me ask you a question, Keith.
Sure.
Is it an indication that when a player is up one game, down the next, I'm not talking about any certain player, is that an indication that they possibly could be on taking too many aspirins or a certain kind of drugs or something? You know? You're up one day, you're down the next. You're up one day, you're down the next.
I sometimes just think it's a case of, I remember a column when I was living in Miami, Dan Lebatard, talking about, people talking about, well, this guy's this, that, and the other, and they're inconsistent. He said 99% of the time, that's just who guys are. I mean, they're going to be good one night, one the next. Consistency to me is a talent. And some guys
are
just
you
aren't
sure?
Good enough to
are you sure it has nothing to do with aspirin intake?
I wouldn't think so. But I'm not a physician.
Well, you know, I kind of disagree on the, on the other thing.
Too much Tylenol can be bad for your liver. I do think that's the case. And also, I can tell you that I actually also believe that if you take too many Advil, it could upset your stomach. And I have learned this in the past week. With certain antibiotics, if you take them on an empty stomach, that can upset your stomach. So, Luke, some of those things might be going on because we're in flu and cold season right now. And that's
exactly. That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
And that could be happening. That really
exactly.
could be happening right as we speak right now. You know, really, if you think about it, Keith, that could be what's happening with, say, a guy like Armani Moore earlier in the year. You know, too many Advil. If you think about it.
I've just got too much faith in Chad Newman for that to be a problem. But
well, you know when a player's hurt, though. As a head coach, if I was a head coach, I would like it if he came to me, if he was telling the truth, if he was hurting, you know, I would like, I'd like for him to tell me that.
You babysitting, can I ask you
worse.
Something? Are you babysitting Roger's dogs tonight?
Who you talking to?
You. Somebody's got yippy dogs in the background. Is that you,
yeah.
Loki?
No, I've got some dogs, but they're not mine. They're sleeping right now, right in front of me.
Oh, they sound yippy.
No, it's not mine. It must be Keith.
That's mine.
Hatfield, are you hanging out with Roger tonight?
No, just the dog. Somebody beating around here at the hall at the condo.
I've never heard your dog bark.
Well, they're pretty chill, Tony. They've got kind of the aggressiveness of Robert Hubbs.
You want me to wake my dog up, Tony, and let him bark a little bit for you?
In honor of Tennessee tonight, I think you ought to let your sleeping dog lie.
They're going to get better and better and better.
No question, Luke. And what
I'm excited. I'm still excited. You know, I'm excited. I'm really excited. I thought Arkansas played a good game tonight.
Luke, are you thinking right now that it's BC, Motrin, Aleve, Tylenol, Kanol, that you get at Wal-Fed, that you get at Walmart. What are you thinking is going on?
I think it's Tylenol or could be that Diet Coke. Diet Coke? Cocoa? You know, Too much sugar.
Aspartame?
Yeah, aspartame. That's it. Aspartame.
I think with a couple of these players, it's my doll.
Luke, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hatfield, you are a simpleton. And I have to ask, how about Woodson's bounce pass tonight? Woodson had the smart way, smart play of the game tonight.
Oh, that was straight. That was straight out of Ollie from Hoosiers.
It was a beautiful pass. Why are you cracking on the white? Why are you? I'm calling Myron Metcalf on you. Reverse Myron Metcalf. Reverse Myron Metcalf.
Well, I think most people would. You think everyone that listens to this show doesn't already think that about me?
White power. Let's go to the phones. I'm going to say this: whether it's furniture, appliances, electronics, computers, earrings, you name it, they've got it. Smart way, it's incredible, and they're adding more and more and more and more and more each and every day. Located at 8416 Kingston Pike, it was an absolute pleasure to be out there. Mark Davenport, who's a big Georgia fan, just said Tennessee basketball sucks. Davenport, your Georgia Bulldogs brother, since Hugh Durham walked off the set of Hoosiers, where he played Dennis Hopper's character, you guys suck. Shut the hell up, Davenport. Top dog. Y'all suck. Y'all are horrible. Don't ever come into one of these forums and talk trash about basketball. Ever since Dennis Hopper was coaching down there at Georgia, y'all suck. Period.
Is the team that got blown out by Auburn, or their fans talk?
I mean, damn. Damn, dude. Damn. All right, let me say this. Everything for your home, you're going to pay your way. And they got all the great brand names. Whirlpool, Xbox, Frigidaire, Samsung, Dell, HP, Sony, Toshiba, LG, Ashley. I am not going to sit here. I will sit tonight, and I will watch White Lightning play. How many minutes did he play tonight?
Hey, I've just got a question, Tony. I mean, you just have to ask yourself, and in my Levitardian logic, you got to just ask yourself. Now, Would you be that excited about that pass if it had been thrown by Derek Reese?
It was the smart way, smart play of the game. And Woodson tonight played 9 loud minutes in tonight's game. Why are they loud? Because that young man, when he was in, did what I would have done, which was what we all would have done, which is, I'm shooting me three pointers.
Hey, he didn't miss any of them badly.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all good shots.
I mean, no, Arkansas attacked him a little bit defensively. He's
sure.
Not the quickest guy in the world.
Sure.
But I mean, he didn't look like he had no business out there. I mean, I'll put it this way. This isn't a knock on the guy I'm going to mention. But he looked like he's probably more suited to play 9 or 10 minutes in the SEC than Brandon Lopez was.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, because he can do a little more. I mean, he's a little bigger.
Yeah.
I mean, his shot looks a little better. But,
yeah.
I mean,
he comports himself well out there. I mean, he's not... you know, he's not going to make an all-league team or anytime soon and not going to wow you physically. But at the same time, you're right, Keith.
Yeah, it looked like he obviously listened. He was where he was supposed to be. I mean, he wasn't lost out there. I mean, he wasn't terrible. I mean, we've had guys on scholarship a hell of a lot worse than him over the years. I mean, for God's sake, Chris Brand was on scholarship.
Davenport just asked if we have any Lady Vol recruiting news. Hey, Davenport, I'm going to tell you something, brah. I've never blocked somebody on a Periscope. Never.
First time for everything, Tony.
Just like the Georgia basketball program, Davenport, y'all have been blocked from competing for 2 decades. 2-plus decades now. Actually, when did Hopper walk out of there?
Early 90s.
Yeah,
Tubby had a pretty nice little run.
He did. And that shows you how good of a basketball coach both those guys were.
I mean, one of them went to the...
That shows you.
The Final Four at Florida State.
Yeah, that shows you.
And one of them has won at Texas Tech in Georgia.
Davenport just told me I'm using horrible language. Curry is now coming back into the game. Let's go to the phones. Let's get as many people in here as humanly possible. Because this show is about phone calls. It's not about Keith. It's not about myself. It's about phone calls. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony. This is Wise Old BHJ.
Hey, BHJ. Welcome in.
Good to be on with you. Hey, these guys, man, they don't guard well enough at any level. And you take 20 points a game out of the lineup, then now they can't, you know, they're going to have to score 80 points to win. And just the way they don't play defense, even when they're winning games, they weren't shutting anybody down. And, it is what it is at this point, I guess. You know, they kind of caught a team the other night that just didn't want to be there and got a nice win, but reality kind of set in. But I think I know how to fix Robert Hubbs. Just lock him in a room with TR for about 24 hours. He'll either be dead or he'll be ready to go, Rudder.
It's either or, isn't it? Because TR, I mean, when you get on the energy bus, I mean, come on. TR's either going to infuse you and fill you up, or you're walking out of there on life support.
Well, I'm kind of frustrated. I've been rooting for that guy. I've been
TR?
Trying to stay in his Robert Hubbs. I'm from West Tennessee originally, so I like to see those West Tennessee kids do well. And it's, you know, it's really sad to see a kid that's obviously got that much ability. I mean, he does stuff on the court. Now, this is probably a bad choice of words, but effortlessly. But you just wonder why he can't realize it, I suppose.
Here's the problem with him. He played small town basketball. He played with his back to the basket. He was and is somebody who was overrated coming out of school. He was never a five-star player. Never. And
yeah, you know, that's unfortunate too, because
he wasn't.
Somebody else put that
that's right.
on him.
No, he's a three and a half
you
star.
Know, I think you said yeah. that the other day. You know, somebody else put that label on him, and now
it's not fair
you know, we're all dumping on him because
yeah.
well, he's not living up to what
yeah.
somebody says that he should be. And yeah, you know, he did play different, totally different style in small town ball. I mean, I'm from Gibson County, and we used
sure.
to play Dyer County in high school, and I kind of know exactly where he comes from. But
yeah. And at his size, he's the tallest kid on the floor. He's playing down low. Right?
Yeah, well, that's all I got, brother. I just,
good talking
for doing
to
these
you.
Shows, even. Maybe we'll get some better nights going.
We will. Thanks, man. We're going to have one or two before the year's over. We're going to have one or two.
I mean, let's look at it this way. I mean, let's be honest about it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a guy who spent his high school years playing against a bunch of kids that were in the 4-H, for God's sake.
Sure. Who now are watching his games going, man, one night I had 4 points on him.
Exactly. I mean,
which is fine. Well, yeah, that's part of it.
Yeah, I mean, I just think, should he be much better than he is? Yeah, he should be. I mean, his physical skills are enough, especially in this league as it's constituted right now. He should be better than he is. But I mean, I can see somebody thinking that maybe Barnes went overboard tonight. But I mean, at some point, you've exhausted all options with a guy.
I love our media is pretending that kid has a knee injury.
Well,
which
my point
I love.
Is this.
I love that.
I mean, if you're Rick Barnes, how sick of talking about Robert Hubbs do you have to be right now? It's the old Dennis Hopper and Hoosiers deal with. Since we've already, I mean. Gene Hackman and Hoosiers. I mean, we've already referenced the movie once. I mean, talk about the guys that are there, that are playing.
Keith, people are getting pissed that you took a shot at 4-H.
I'm not even against 4-H.
I mean, what does that mean? I was in 4-H.
No, I got nothing against
4-H. What are the 4-H's? Hubs? Hardaway?
Yeah, let's put Robert
Hall,
in that category.
Kenny Hall?
Oh, God.
Who are the 4-H's at Tennessee? Let's talk about who the Hubs, Kenny Hall.
Oh God.
Stevie Hamer.
Hobson.
And Hobson. 4-H. Let's go to the phones. Thank you. I'm glad we got that out of the way. Let's get our next call. Houston, Heartbreak.
Is
again.
Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome on a Saturday. Yeah, I'm here. You're not, apparently. Patrick Doyle Dotson. Hatfield needs to take a shot at a coach that's got one foot in retirement, like Rick Barnes.
Yeah, ask Shambari Phillips and Cal Alexander how close to retirement Rick Barnes is after tonight. Oh, yeah, so then Patrick needs to go out and defend the guy who's been a lazy-ass waste of space for 3 years. Fair deal.
Hobson, Hobbs, Hart, and Holly. Those are your four H's right now.
That's fair. I'll pick up for the guy that's won 600-plus games, and he can take up for the guy who will be playing at the Dyersburg Y in about 6 months.
Barnes is one of the killer bees.
What's up,
bro? I haven't thought about Brian Blair in some time.
And Jumpin' Jim Bronzell and Basilio. Because Randy said earlier it's all about me on here, and he's got a pretty good point. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome. And by the way, 865-200-5402, 865-200-5402. This is a great time of the year. You've got NCAA tournament getting ready to begin. You've got the NIT. You've got Beano is excited because on Monday's show, we are going to talk with a women's bracketologist breaking it down. a guy by the name of Cream, the guy whose last name is Cream. And we're going to talk with him. He's a women's bracketologist, and Beano is pumped. And let's get our next call in. And I am. You can listen Monday to that show because Beano told me today, he said, you do this to me, he said, I will silence you. I'll give you silence. I'm going to turn to this guy, and I'm going to go, I'm going to welcome this guy to the show, Mr. Cream. I'm going to go, Mr. Cream, I always like to have a little bit of you each morning, so it's great to talk to you today in my cafe. And Mr. Cream, Beano would like to start today's festivities with the first question. Go ahead, Beano. Beano said he'll silence. He said he'll give me dead air, just like that.
Beano will ask the guy what the hell's wrong with him.
Let's go to the phones, Gary. Next call in. Hello and welcome.
So, bro, I've had to wait on hold now since the beep for like 87 seconds.
Pretty damn fun. It was pretty fun, though. It was pretty fun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We did some radio.
When's the last time Brian kept his mouth shut for 87 seconds?
Hey, we did some radio right there, you and me. You had timing. You knew it. You've heard that beep in your ear, and you didn't talk over me. It was beautiful.
Hey, at least you remember me. Check this out. What about Hayslip? And don't forget Hines, man. How can you forget Jimmy Hines?
All right, hang on. Now, the four H's. Okay, I'll say this for Hyams. The other night, that story broke, because I love him, because he gets locked in that, whatever that thing is that his mind does. You know what I'm going to say, Brian. Hatfield, you're going to love this. So the other night, that story broke with the story out of Nashville, okay? And sports talk is on. Now, a friend of mine likes to say, Philip Fulmer gets fired, but we had the swimming coach already scheduled, so we're running an interview with that swimming coach. Damn it. The other night, that story broke. The world is catching on fire, and Jimmy Hyams is playing cuts from Rick Barnes. Cuts! Not an interview. No offense. Cuts! Cuts!
Oh, I love it.
Wasn't
the guy from the Knoxville Tennis Association or whatever?
And no, but if it would have been, if he would have been scheduled, he would have been on there. I mean, it is incredible.
Since we're all in a weird mood, man, at the end of the year,
incredible.
Because who knows, man, these guys, and I know we all agree, and you guys may decide that you don't want to agree with me, but I feel like we all agree, hey, this team's liable to make a run in the tournament because we're a lot like that old South Carolina team that wasn't very tall, but they wore you out, so the back-to-back-to-back games, Armani Moore's still ready for more. So you never know how far this team goes.
Never know.
That's a good point. Yeah, and second of all, how long are we going to go before we finally give Derek Reese some props? If you look at his minutes, I know I've been pumping him up, and he's definitely not been a player, but for Hatfield to take his shots at him, we kind of get it. It's kind of funny. That kid loves his university.
Hatfield's
he loves his fan base. He gives us 1,000%. And does he really screw up? He's not shooting threes. Last year, throw him under the bus. This year, Derek Reese has been a volunteer, bro.
Coming back on the way back, I heard tonight he had a turnover. because he threw a ball to Alexander because he's not shooting like he was. And so he's blending in now. So tonight he had 6 points. And he tonight kind of played within himself. And he played
the last 3 months, Tony.
He played in tonight's game 25 minutes. He had 2 assists in the game, 6 rebounds. He fouled out. He only had 2 turnovers, which is 20% of Tennessee's turnovers, but still 2 turnovers is not horrible for him. And he had a nice night tonight. He had 5 offensive rebounds. Yeah, Derek Reese, Keith, played well tonight. And I'm glad for him.
I think you listened to Keith. I really do. Through my mouth. And I think he realized his role, man. And I just love Derek Reese, man. I love that basketball team. And go Vols.
Thank you, brother. And what do you think, Keith, about Reese? I like that he's played better here down the stretch. It's good for him.
No, I mean he certainly wasn't any kind of impediment tonight.
No.
I mean that's
no, he drives you nuts.
He's a guy that probably never should have been. I mean, he's just the kind of guy you can't recruit a bunch of guys like that at this level.
Is there a chance Rick Barnes is part of this upcoming settlement, Keith? Can you get things in like he maybe asked Debbie Jennings to come out as ball boy? Somebody wants to know. Could you imagine her under the bench in ball boy regalia? You talk about something that would clear out a section.
Well, it would be the most expensive clothing she's ever worn.
That's awful. You're terrible, man. That's a terrible thing. Somebody said she could really box out. This thing is devolving like our season.
Oh, no, it's going to get nothing but worse. The story in the Tennessean today, once you get some of the other folks going to be involved in this, this is going to be all kinds of fun.
It is nut central, because this right lady, she's wrong, nut right, nut right's in it.
I'll say one thing, though. Tennessee would be very, very wise not to think she's just a crack, the former head of the student judiciary.
Oh, I don't think there's any question. The deeper this, the law, again, knucklehead. This is a post-game show. No, I really want to take a break from that, but just the invoking of the name tonight, Debbie Jennings, and thinking about her under the basket, maybe like wiping the floor, the perspiration off a floor.
Well, at least she'd be earning that. At least she'd finally be earning her money at UT.
Back to our phones we go to get our next call in. Hello and welcome on your Smartway Garza Law Firm Tennessee Basketball Overtime. My name's Tony Basilio. I'm here in the Ray Mirror studio. He's Keith Hatfield there. And let's get a next call in. Hello and welcome.
And this is Don.
Hey, Donnie, welcome in.
Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Well, I'll tell you, when a new punter wasn't playing tonight, and that's the way we played the other night, I didn't have a lot of hope, but, you know, the boys cut it to 1 there right before half, and I thought, surely Arkansas can't, you know, keep hitting threes at that rate, and they actually increased it.
How'd they do that, Don?
I don't know, because they're a bad shooting team on the road, but not tonight.
Right. That's just the season we've had, man.
It is. You know, this season was already, you know, going to be tough with everything going on. But, you know, I mean, it's just another, as Mino says, get your cup ready. You know, you lose one of the 2, 3, 4 best players in the conference.
Yep.
Coming down the stretch when you're fighting, you know, to get over 500 and then you lose your best player. I mean, it's just, this curse is just, you know, just as it looks like we're pulling out of the former curse, then you got all this other crap going on, and now we've got the Pearl curse on us. We got the Mike Hamilton curse on us. He couldn't have done much more to screw up everything.
Hambone's a human disaster. You know it?
Yeah, that's for sure.
Oh, Hammy Hamilton. You would have to have tried to be more inept than old Hammy Hamilton. You know it?
Could you possibly, isn't it possible, going back to the football and
yes.
basketball fines,
yes.
to mishandle anything worse and do it twice?
Hatfield, how do you do that at the University of Tennessee? How do they do this?
Hey, all I know is a guy won his 12th consecutive conference championship.